Also today, the Australian Swimming Championships into day three in Adelaide with our best swimmers looking to qualify for the Commonwealth Games and World Swimming Championships happening later this year. You can catch all the action live and exclusive on Prime Video. And Grant Hackett's been good enough to join us, former Australian swimming superstar and Amazon Prime commentator. Grant, welcome to the program. Great to have you back on.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me back on, Dwayne.
It's a pretty exciting time. It's been a tough time for a lot of athletes, not just swimmers, but athletes in general the last couple of years. But it's must be nice to get back to a meet with crowds there and getting back into the pool with a couple of huge events on the horizon.
Oh, I remember doing the commentary last year from a little box at the studio from Melbourne when the Olympic trials were here in Adelaide because of another lockdown. I think it was the sixth one at that stage in Melbourne. So it's nice to be back in an event, seeing people, you know, watching some great performances in the pool. I mean, these are the selection trials for both the World Championships and the Commonwealth Games this year. So it's a significant meet. And to see a world record get broken last night at the men's 200-meter breaststroke by Zach Stubbelton-Kilk was just outstanding. So it's had everything so far. And Cody Simpson swimming super fast. Kyle Chalmers back in the water again. So, yeah, it's nice to be back at a live event and, you know, supporting sport the way we like.
Pity Kyle Chalmers didn't take up AFL, would have done Cody Simpson a big service. Is he going to miss out on a spot because Kyle still wants to swim?
Well, it's looking like that at this stage. So, you know, he wasn't even swimming at this meet originally. And then, you know, a few weeks ago, he decided to take on the men's 50-meter and 100-meter butterfly. And then he said, look, I'm going to swim here, but I'm not going to get on the team. And then he swam and he thought, wait a second, I quite like this. So I might actually take my spot on the team now that I've qualified. So, yeah, unfortunately, that compromises Cody's position because he finished third. And even though he's in a qualifying time, when it comes to a World Championship, they only take the top two. And when it comes to the third place for Commonwealth Games, it depends on the team size. So it gets prioritised with the best performances from both male and female. So he's right on the outer edge there. And, yeah, obviously, Kyle making the decision to go to the World Championships now for the 100 fly certainly makes it difficult for him. But look, if he doesn't get on the team, the plan's still Paris 2024 in a couple of years' time, so he'll definitely be focused on that.
So it is bizarre, this Cody Simpson story. He was a star. I mean, he was singing on Good Morning America at one stage, so he has been a star, but he decided he wanted to go back swimming again. Is it as remarkable to you as it is to me?
Not really. The ironic thing is I've known Cody for a long time. I know his parents very well. In fact, Cody was my next-door neighbour growing up on the Gold Coast.
Right.
So, yeah, so I've known him for a long time, and he was a huge talent in the pool. And, you know, everyone was kind of, we were training down at the same club as well, and we were sort of thinking he was going to be one of the next superstars in the water. Then all of a sudden, the music thing, I saw that come from left field, all of a sudden took off. Next minute, he's on film clips with Flo Rida and he's doing stuff with Justin Bieber. And, you know, he's won Dancing with the Stars, I think, over in the US and all that sort of stuff. So his career took a totally different path then. But him coming back to the pool, in some respects, knowing his passion for swimming and how much he's into it, it doesn't surprise me in that respect. What does surprise me is how quickly he's been able to improve. To give you some perspective, in less than 24 months, he's done a time that he posted on the first day of these championships on Wednesday, which was actually faster than someone that Michael Klimmer got second at the Olympics in the 100-meter butterfly. He did a time that would have won the Sydney 2000 Olympics in both the heat and the final. So that's how quick he's actually swimming. So it's super impressive to see him come back like this, but the level of commitment and inspiration that he'd be giving to a lot of young athletes and swimmers out there is just awesome.
So let's give the swimmers a bit of love. Grant, let's get some eyeballs on it. Who's up tonight and what can we look forward to in the next couple of days?
Oh, we've got a cracking night tonight. We've actually got Ariane Titmus, of course, the multiple Olympic gold medalist from last year's Olympics, beat Katie Ledecky in that famous 400-meter freestyle. So she's got the 200 free. I'm interested to see if she can do a PB here. She qualified brilliantly this morning, looked fantastic, and was well ahead of the field. We've also got Zach Stubbelton-Cook, who broke a world record last night. He's back on for the 100-meter breaststroke tonight. And also a triple Olympic gold medalist, Kaylee McEwen. She's got the 100-meter backstroke. She's already the world record holder, Olympic champion in this event. She did a personal best time last night in the women's 400 individual medley. And if she does a personal best time in this race, that means it's a world record. So there's plenty of great action in the pool tonight.
And you're in Adelaide, so you're Grant today. Are you normally a Grant?
Yeah, like you said, if I'm in Adelaide, it's definitely Grant. If I'm in every other state, I'm a Grant. So it depends. I know when they're from Adelaide, when they're over in Sydney, I walk down the street, they say, oh, hi, Grant. I'm like, you're from Adelaide for sure. So I say, call me what you want.
I'll call you Grant. That's the way you like it. Great to have you, Grant. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Cheers. Thanks, Dwayne.
Superstar Grant Hackett joining us. And you can catch it tonight. Catch it all live and exclusive on Prime Video. So the Australian Swimming Championships into day three in Adelaide. Trying to qualify for the Commonwealth Games and the World Swimming Championship.